Sanderson Pens Podcast, episode 341 for Wednesday, April 1st, 2020. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
So, you know, the other day, you know, we've got the eyewear place in the mall. Shout out to Faces.
Yes.
They're awesome.
Yes. I love how Dr. Louise giggles.
She's awesome. She's been my doctor for ages.
Okay.
I went there because I broke my glasses. You know who I bumped into on the way? Everybody. Today is a special day. It is the anniversary of what?
Well, Groundhog Day. No, April Fool's Day. It's like Groundhog Day. April Fool's Day.
Yes.
And what happened 2 years ago?
2 years ago, we opened the Chicago store.
It's kind of bittersweet today.
Well, yeah, because we're not
since
there.
It's closed at the moment. Yeah, 2 years ago today, we officially opened. We were open for training a couple days before but...
But yeah, today is the 2 year anniversary.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Well,
when we get
happy anniversary, Chicago. And but of course, let's touch on that. Both the Chicago store and the Appleton store are both closed to the public at the moment for the coronavirus. So that's why I'm here. I'm not going to stay in quarantine in my little tiny apartment when I can be here at home in a house with a tub. The tub.
And cats. So. Anyway, that's today. Happy anniversary, Chicago.
It was a lot of work.
I don't even want to think of it anymore.
All right. Anyway, what do we have?
Last week we touched on new ink from Sailor coming out. Special North American exclusive 50 states. Now, the first two states did get here in the last week. And so we have California.
What do I have? I have Colorado.
In Colorado, the first two. Not sure how they picked which ones. I can only imagine California, of course, because that's where Atoya is. But a nice bluish teal. It looks like something, and you've got Colorado's
purple.
The purple.
Let's see. Ooh, it's a dark, like a dark bright purple.
That looks nice.
That's pretty.
Might be something new to try.
We might have to play with those this week. Let me see that.
See, that's nice. That's almost reminds me of
Yamadori.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
So
we should swap.
Well, I like Yamadori. I like those.
All right, so more amazing, lovely Sailor inks.
And then inside, there's a little...
Oh, that's cute.
California ink was inspired by the beautiful blue waters of the California coast. May this ink transport you to sea breezes and beaches with every written word. And then there's a little...
Oh, that's cute.
It's got a little wave on it.
Mine's stuck.
You have one in yours, too? You're stuck? So that's cute. It's a nice little touch.
Let's see what mine says. These are cool. You know, I really like that they've started to do things like this.
Mm-hmm.
In the ink studio, you've got the converter
labels. For the converters, And they have them in the Gentle, some of the Gentle bottles, too.
Oh, this one was inspired by Colorado state flower, the Rocky Mountain Columbine.
Okay.
May this ink transport you to fresh air and serene mountains with every written word. Fresh air, that's what we need. Do you know it snowed this morning?
It wasn't really snowing. It was...
I saw flakes.
They turned into nothing.
I saw flakes.
So anyway these did come in. They were finally in stock, so I just did that.
Maracas.
The Maracas.
All right.
They're in stock and ready to ship, which we should mention also.
We ship five,
days a week right
We
now.
Are still shipping. Brian goes in. The store's closed, but we are still shipping, receiving product from the few vendors who are still shipping at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We're still shipping what we can.
So, we've got some new...
I'm excited.
New Faber-Castell. These are cool.
Okay.
So, Ambitions, which we've had on and off over the years.
I like them. I like the size. I have a smaller hand, and I like that they are thin.
So what do you? Which one do you have? You have here.
Have the new Op Art Mint Green.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Friction fit cap. It pulls off. It posts.
It posts. It does make it a little long. I'm a big poster. I probably would not post this, but I do love
its length.
Yeah, the length is fine. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
But it snaps on the post, which is nice.
And I like how it snaps.
So you've got the Op Art Mint Green.
Yep. There also is a
Sky Blue.
Sky Blue.
And that's coming.
Yep. They soon. Didn't ship it.
And then we have a new series, 3D printed. So the first one is Croco.
That's weird.
It's 3D printed. Cool. Yes. It's really a neat texture. So the Croco is like a dark brown crocodile print.
You can definitely feel the texture, but it's not so deep or so sharp that it's going to leave an imprint on your finger. I like it.
It's soft. It's lightweight. It's super light.
I'm a big fan of anything with texture that doesn't slip in your hand.
Yeah.
Especially with thinner pens, sometimes you tend to grip them more tightly. It's just a subconscious thing, and I like that it's soft but has a little bit of texture.
Yeah.
And then the leaves, right?
The leaves, yeah.
This is cool.
Which is basically black.
Yes.
With a leaf pattern on it.
And 3D printed?
3D printed,
that's so cool. Instead of engraving it like they used to, this is really, you know, high tech meets analog. That's really
cool. And the best part is they're not expensive.
No.
They're under $100. They're well under $100.
They come in fountain, roller, and ballpoint.
Okay. And the ballpoint's nice, twist activated on the top, Parker style. Rollerball uses that Schmidt Waterman style, 5888. Nice. Really just, they're cool.
Yep.
It's just something different.
It is. You know, they've done a lot of colors and a lot of patterns, but nothing with texture like this.
Yeah.
The black rhombus had a tiny bit, but not much.
But this is really,
these are nice. Really
great. I really like the leaf pattern. So.
And then this new one. Is the E-Motion. This is in the pure silver. And
that's cooler than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, you didn't want me to get it for Chicago.
Yeah.
I got it. It's cool.
You know, it's got such a great weight to it.
It is a heavy pen.
It's not a light pen.
This is, in fact, too heavy for me.
Yeah.
But for a man or a lady who likes a fatter pen, it's definitely heavier. Mm-hmm. It's definitely got more girth to it.
Yeah, the interesting thing is it's got a fairly girthy barrel.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the section does taper nicely, so if you like a fatter pen but not a fatter section, depending on where you hold it.
I like the pure silver. Pure black has been really, really popular, but I think if you want something that's not stealthy, this is a classy option without being... I like that it's matte. It's not too shiny. It's not too slippery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not going to get fingerprints on this.
Right.
I like the grooving on the cap. I think the details of the pen stand out more because you can see them.
Yes.
You know, with the matte black, the pure black, it's just hard to see these details like on the cap, these little grooves, machine grooves in there. And
that's cool.
The clip is great. It's a nice...
I'm watching you.
One-handed, you can grab it, and just great. So the best part about all this is not only some of these 3D printed ones are under $100.
Very cool.
For the entire month of April.
The whole month.
April 1st through May 1st, all Faber-Castell, 25% off.
Okay, what does that include?
Basically all pens.
Okay.
All bottled ink.
How about cartridges?
Doesn't really include cartridges. They're super cheap.
Okay.
Bottled ink. Bottled ink.
And what's the best part about the bottled ink?
It's a beautiful bottle. It's really a great
gorgeous
bottle.
Colors of the ink, but
yes.
You actually use the bottle. We took an empty bottle and used it for something on your repair bench.
I use it for shellac, yeah. Yeah.
Because I like it. I like the bottle. Number one, it looks like a gorgeous men's cologne bottle, but it's got a nice heavy, wide base. I don't do well with tippy bottles.
You don't want shellac to tip over it. It really is a good bottle. But the colors are great. I've been using Deep Sea Green for the last couple weeks.
Yes.
Nice colors, some great colors in lineup.
Cobalt blue is beautiful.
You know, and it's kind of approaching the upper end of the price scale on the ink. So at 25% off, it makes it a little bit easier to stomach. So on the website, just use coupon code FABER25. FABER25 And I'll take 25% off your Faber-Castell looms, your Essentios, your Ambitions, your Emotion, bottled ink, you know, basically any pen that's in stock. And we get a ton of them.
Excellent.
It's 25 off. So it's, you never get a sale on Faber. Almost never.
I know. What am I going to pick?
Well, I'm getting this one.
Are you now?
Yeah, I think so.
What nib?
The leaf and 3D leaves and broad, maybe.
Broad?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Anyway, so there's that. Anything else we want to talk about?
What have you been doing in your quarantine?
You know, I rediscovered an old pen a couple days ago.
An old pen, a new pen?
This pen was on my bench downstairs. It's a Parker Senior Dual Fold in Mandarin.
We can tell the story of how you got this. A friend of mine randomly showed up in Chicago. He had gone through his brother's estate and brought us this giant box of pens. And Brian...
Two boxes, I think it was.
Two? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He and a friend of his showed up just out of the blue. 2 years ago, like a week ago or something, because we were there doing training or something.
Yeah, we just happened to be there.
I think it was February. But anyway, and so we went up to our hotel room that night, spread out a towel on the beautiful white bedspread, and then dumped out these boxes and sorted them. And
This was in there. I saw this right away. I said, okay, that one's mine. That one's mine. It's entirely user grade. That's the best part about this pen. You can't find Mandarin dual folds inexpensively. This has issues, but it's a great writer. It has a heavily brassed cap band. There is a couple hairline cracks in the cap. The imprint's fairly well worn. You know, all the details are fairly worn. But the nib is great. I restored it.
What nib is on it?
It's a fine nib.
And you like that?
It's a triple broad nib. But it's great. I've been using that pan. Kind of ballpoint that uses fountain pen ink for the last month or so, and I'm going to retire that, and this guy is going to rotation. So,
I have been taking advantage of being home and giving Brian a bunch of pens to fix, to tweak.
She comes down the stairs with like six pens. Well, this one doesn't write. This one's scratchy. This one...
And?
That was one day for me.
Hey, I haven't asked you to clean them.
No.
No, I'm quite the pro at cleaning. Yeah. All right. What else? Have you been doing any journaling? Have you been doing any writing?
I have not.
Have you used your Hobonichi?
I carry my Hobonichi with me all the time. And maybe I just need a new pen. See, like this actually would match. The Op Art Mint Green would actually match my Hobonichi.
So you're not using your Hobo?
I use it about once a month.
Once a month, yeah. All right.
We have a monthly creative meeting. I mean, we meet every day pretty much, but we have once a month. We have it's an excuse to have donuts, and I use my Hobonichi then.
Donuts.
At least I'm being honest.
Oh my God! All right. Well, I'm using my cousin about five times a week.
Okay.
And I did InkoRimo. In fact, I did 30 of them. I had to make up
the requirement.
There are only 29 days in February this year. Okay. So I went over. And I'm using my Hobonichi. So I think I win for the year.
You do? Good.
What do I win? A new card.
It's in the driveway.
Awesome. So. All right. We don't know how long our two stores are going to be closed. Keep in mind that as things sell on the website, many of our vendors are shut down. Many of their suppliers from overseas are shut down. So what we have is what we have. Feel free to get a gift card for down the road. Mm-hmm. Those don't expire.
You can give us a call in the store too. You know, I'm in there in the morning, and there are certain things that we can get. So. If you're looking for something particular, shoot us an email at info@andersonpens.com or give us a call at the store, and we'll do our best to help you out.
There you go. I think that's it.
Thanks for joining us, and make sure to follow the blog for news, interviews, all sorts of other stuff.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
And like this video and subscribe to the channel, and be safe, and see you next time.
Bye.